First, I guess we have a couple of business notes. We started this vote for our Sunday Mass time change in September. And so if you haven't put in your vote yet, please do. And just a reminder that the reason I'm doing this vote is not because I want to increase French-English politics in the parish. It's not really a language thing. It's wonderful to see so many people here. It's more about giving people more space and giving the option of an earlier Mass or a later Mass. So it's more about space than about language. I don't want to get back into, this is a French Mass, this is an English Mass. If it happens that all the people who prefer French are early risers and want an early Mass, I'm fine with that. Or if all the English people who prefer English are early risers and want an early Mass, that's fine. But the main reason we're doing this isn't about language, so I don't want to make some complicated arrangement where people are having to phone me to figure out what Mass is what every week. It's just about giving people more space. The second thing is I've received some concerns about masks, and some people are concerned that I don't show enough concern about masks. And so it's important, I think, to address that. You may have read in the bulletin that communion is going to be changed because the bishop has put me under obedience to wear a mask during communion. So I think it's important to just kind of step back a little bit and look at the facts, because we don't want to be guided by fear and accusing people and all of that. And so the first thing is we have to understand why we wear masks. Now, back in March, and this isn't me talking about conspiracy theories or stuff that I'm just getting from anywhere. I'm just sticking to what the government has told us, whether or not, how much you want to take that. I'm talking about Canada.ca, the government website, and the official press releases, both the press conferences and the written press statements of our chief medical officer, Dr. Tam. So back in March, we were told that masks, as a physical barrier against viruses, aren't effective. Masks as a physical barrier against viruses aren't effective. That's what the science says. That's still actually what the Government of Canada website says. So this isn't conspiracy theory. The Government of Canada website says that masks as a physical barrier don't protect you from viruses. That's the Government of Canada. It's not me. I'm not getting into the science. That's just what the government has told us. So why did the government then change its policy? Well, because the government, and this once again, is what Dr. Tam has told us. It's because masks are no longer being used as a physical barrier to protect you against a virus. They're being used as a symbol to remind us to keep physical distance from each other, because everyone is potentially a carrier of a virus. So it's a physical reminder, a secular sacramental, if you will, to keep physical distance. And that's fine in a certain respect. If you are worried about people coming into your personal space, wear a mask, it's fine. I don't want to enter your space if you don't want me in your space. So to use the mask as a physical sign to remind us of keeping physical distance is fine in certain respects. The problem is when it becomes forced on everyone, and especially when the government says that you have to change your liturgy. So if we're using the mask not as a physical barrier to protect ourselves from a virus, which the government says that's not what it's for, it's being used as a symbol. So the mass is symbols and signs. The mass, our liturgy, is full of symbols. And so when we let the government start adding symbols to our liturgy, when this symbol in particular is a symbol of fear and control, you know, and it's In certain respects, that's okay. If you want people to recognize your space, then it's okay to use that symbol. But when the government is saying that we have to change our liturgy in order to make people afraid of everyone, that's a problem. Because if the mask isn't actually helping you physically, then when you come for communion, the mask doesn't matter. You have to come into my physical space in order to receive communion. So if I have a virus, the mask doesn't do anything if you come to communion. So you have to take a risk in order to come to communion. And life is full of risks. That's just how it is. Life is full of risks. So if you come to communion, you are taking a risk. And that's part of life. And so I am going to wear a mask during communion because the bishop has told me I have to. I'm being obedient to the bishop. It's not because the government is telling me to do this. Because we have to keep these things separate. What is the physical purpose of the mask? It doesn't protect us from the virus. That is the official statement of the government. It's being used as a symbol. And so, like I said, if you want to wear a mask, if you want to use it as that symbol, that's fine. I respect that. But it's when the government is saying we have to change our liturgies to bring a symbol of fear and control into a place that is supposed to be a place of peace. You know, I've talked to a lot of different priests lately. Most churches are still, most of their parishioners haven't come back to church. Most churches are still very empty because people aren't coming back because they're afraid. Now, as I've said over and over again, we can't be afraid. Why do I focus so much on symbolism and the meaning of our actions? Because we have to be focused on Christ. We have to let Christ be our guide, our light, our leader. It's not about me and me trying to protect my rights. It's not about rights. It's about what are we speaking through our actions. And I think this is very important that we understand these distinctions and to continue to trust in the Lord and to not be guided by fear and not to be guided by the media and so much nonsense that's going on in the world. Trust in the Lord. And I have no interest in endangering people's lives. That's not why I'm not trying to defend my rights. it's not about my rights. It's about, as Father Peter talked about last week, putting what's first, the spiritual well-being of everyone. And if we start bringing symbols of fear into our liturgy, that's not for your spiritual well-being. So we'll trust in the Lord. He is our light and our guide. And I'll also trust in my bishop and be obedient to my bishop. So for this week, at least, we're going to have communion after Mass so that I'm not bringing the symbol of fear into the liturgy, but we will have communion after Mass. So if you'll be patient with me and I'll process out like normal and then I'll wash my hands, come back out, and we'll have communion right after Mass. And so thank you. And continue to pray for me and for our parish and to trust in the Lord's guidance.